Get started. Here we go. All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the December 2nd, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Land Use Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include conditional use permits. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials on file in order to make my decision. For the record, the only persons present at this Zoom hearing are the hearing examiner and staff. So I'm going to abbreviate what I normally say about the hearing process and to say that I've reviewed the item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposal to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider this matter. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for this item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, all the noticing documents, the agency comments that have come in, there haven't been any public comments. But other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding the item that is on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, and I'm sure there's not, because again, there's only staff here today, you need to state so at this time. And hearing none, we'll turn to the item on today's agenda. And I'll make a brief introduction. Again, this is a conditional use permit, as I stated. It's given application number CUP 20-2015, which is an application for a conditional use permit for a places of public and private assembly in the applicant's existing home and an accessory structure and on their other property on site as an event venue. Again, for the record, I will admit into the record the staff report, all the application materials, noticing documents, and the entire planning staff file. And turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you. So as mentioned previously, this is a application for a CUP for places of public and private assembly to utilize their existing home, accessory structures, and landscape property as an event venue. Access to the property is off of Stamil Loop Road. Domestic water is provided by an existing private well, and they would also utilize existing on-site septic system. The parcel is zoned rural residential 10. The applicants are proposing to have private events for up to 100 people between June 1st and October 31st on a yearly basis. They submitted a site plan on September 8th that shows the boundaries of the property in relation to the accessory structures and outdoor features, as well as the proposed parking area. Comments that I received, health district conditions of approval include limiting the use of existing septic system to 10 guests or fewer, and that portable facilities must be brought in for events. Health district is also requiring the testing of domestic water prior to events. Public works conditions of approval include dedicating additional right-of-way on Stamil Loop Road, updating the internal access to meet rural emergency vehicle access road requirements, and providing an updated plan for the guest parking area, which will need to have at least 25 parking spaces. The applicant must obtain approval from Public Works and provide that to community development prior to holding events. Otherwise, staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments, for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, and as condition, recommend approval of CUP 20-015.
Thank you very much, Mr. White. I just want to ask you a question. I could have done this off the record, but proposed condition of approval number 5, will that now be a standard condition for conditional use permits?
Yes, that's something that we've been instructed to put into all our conditional use permits.
Yeah, we I was going to do it, and then I saw it there already, and so I just wanted to make sure that that's something that we can expect to see in the other conditional use permits that come before me.
Yes.
All right, and was the applicant given written notice of the date, place, manner, and time of the hearing?
Yes, they have.
All right. So, and I note for the record that the applicant is not present. There are no members of the public present. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
Well, Mr. White, this was a very simple hearing today. I appreciate your time. And I'm going to close the record of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made today or tomorrow. And there are no other items on today's agenda. So I now will adjourn this December 2nd, 2020 meeting of the Schlein County Hearing Examiner. Thank you for attending. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.